الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه سلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to this new session of Al-Adil Ramiya, the Arabic for beginners, from the non-Arabic speakers. And today we are with chapter of Al-Mubtada wal-Khabar. Al-Mubtada is what you begin the sentence with, and that is why it is called Mubtada. If you look to the dictionary, you'll find the word Bada'a means begins. It began. نعم، بدأ يبدأ بداية فهو مبتدأ، meaning the thing that the sentence began with. Well, so it is Mubtada. And this Mubtada is, as we say, the thing that people begin with. Now, so that is Al-Mubtada. That means the sentence begins with this word. The Mubtada must always be a noun and must always be, as we said, a noun. And this noun, yani, is not a sentence or a preposition or a semi-sentence, yani, like that. It should be only a noun. No matter what, if it is singular or plural or dual or whatsoever, yani, feminine, masculine, no problem with that. We have two different kinds of the sentence. We have two different kinds of the sentence. We have al-mubtada, we have jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya. Al-jumla al-ismiya and jumla fi'liya. Al-jumla al-ismiya is the jumla, the sentence. Jumla means sentence. Ismiya means that the sentence began with ism. Jumla al-ismiya is the sentence that began بإسم. بدأت بإسم. الجملة الإسمية بدأت بإسم أو تبدأ بإسم. For example, محمد كريم. This is now جملة اسمية. Why? Because we have مبتدا. It began with اسم. So in the جملة اسمية, we have المبتدا plus الخبر. Here المبتدا is محمد. Here المبتدا هنا هو محمد والخبر والخبر هنا هو كريم. So محمد كريم is a sentence that began with مبتدا, and every مبتدا must have a خبر. Today we want to speak about the مبتدا. As it is said here, المبتدا هو الاسم العاري, هو الاسم المرفوع العاري عن العوامل اللفظية. الاسم, look, this is the definition, please concentrate. المبتدا, المبتدا هو الاسم المرفوع العاري عن العوامل اللفظية, عن العوامل اللفظية. What does that mean? هو الاسم, so it must be اسم. المرفوع, it must be مرفوع, it cannot be found منصوب or مجرور, no, but it must be مرفوع. طيب العاري عن العوامل اللفظية, العاري means the one which is free of the عوامل or the factors that can do any change in the حكم of the عراب. Instead of مرفوع you see it منصوب. We'll take some examples. اللفظية meaning the عوامل, the factors that you can pronounce, you can see it. طيب we'll take the same sentence, محمد كريم. Take this sentence. And now we will have a عامل يعني that it begins with. Here you can see also another factor which is verbal factor that you can see it, you can hear it. So now Muhammad, which was in the first sentence, Muhammad al-Karim, now it's not مبتدأ anymore, and even it is not مرفوع, it is منصوب now because of the factor which is إنا. So محمد here now is اسم إنا. كريم is still مرفوع, but it's not no longer خبر for المبتدأ, but it is خبر for إنا. We see also another factor. As we can see here now, ظننتُ محمدًا كريمًا. If we can go back to the, if we look to the first sentence, original sentence, محمدًا كريمًا, we see both محمدًا and كريمًا are مرفوع because nothing has preceded محمد, which is the مبتدأ. So محمد is مرفوع as مبتدأ and كريمًا is مرفوع as خبر. Now with this last sentence we made, ظننت محمدا كريما, we see both محمد and كريم, محمد and كريم changed in the ruling of إعراب. Both are منصوب. And now محمد is مفعول أول, كريم is مفعول ثاني. Look to that. From that we understand that المبتدا is الاسم, so it is اسم. المرفوع, So when we see it not marfu, we know it is not mubtada anymore. Al-ari al-awamil, the one which is free of the factors, the al-lafziyya, the verbal factors. Okay, this is the mubtada. The khabar is al-ism, al-marfu', al-musnad ilayhi, musnad ilayhi. So it is ism, al-marfu'. Al-musnad ilayhi means the khabar, yani, as a connection with the mubtada. And we're going to speak about the khabar more widely because a different ruling from al-mubtada. So al-mubtada must be ism, must not be a proposition, must not be a sentence. It must be marfu', it cannot be mansub or majrur. It must be free of anything preceded to it. That is al-mubtada. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to talk about the divisions of al-mubtada. We have zahir wa mudmar, but inshallah ta'ala we speak about them in the next session. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Now, except please extract. Now, try to get out the to extract the mubtada from from five, 1 second. Okay, get please the mubtada and khabar from Surah Al-Haqqah. From Surah Al-Haqqah. Okay. Homework is to extract the mubtada and khabar from Surah Al-Haqqah. Now, inshallah ta'ala, we'll discuss this in the next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.